The Accordion Museum. The museum opened its doors on May 9, 1981. The International Accordion Museum pays tribute to the craftsmen who, through the making of accordions, contributed to Castelfidardo's economic growth. The museum is located in a completely renovated 17th-century building of the town hall, occupying an area of more than 500 square meters. The display is composed of 100 accordions selected from the 500 belonging to the complete collection that has been added to over the years. This space entirely dedicated to the accordion was realized thanks to the patronage of the municipal administration and the Pro Loco, following the participation of a group of citizens from Castelfidardo in the TV program Portobello hosted by Enzo Tortora. They were Vincenzo Canali, Beniamino Bugiolacci, and the accordion poet Gervase Marco Signori. During the show, on February 20, 1981, the citizens launched the idea of creating a collection of antique accordions to be exhibited in a museum. The success of the initiative prompted an extension of the museum itself and enrichment of the collection with items received from numerous Italian and international donations. The Accordion Museum is a place of art, history, culture, and craftsmanship and represents one of the finest museums in the Marche region. In September 1985, the museum itinerary was embellished thanks to donations of accordion-themed paintings and sculptures created by Stefano Pigioni, Tonino Guerra, Silvia Bugari, Marc Chagall, Stino, Rodolfo Gaspari, Peter Van Wood, and Renato Carasone. Later on, the collection was enriched by the instruments belonging to great musicians such as A. Piazzolla, G. Kramer, V. Borghese, W. Beltrami, etc. In 2011, the Accordion Museum is enriched with a unique instrument, a portative organ considered the ancestor of the accordion, made by the luthier Mario Buonasera following the designs by Leonardo da Vinci. Fun facts. The accordion was born from the enlightening encounter between Paolo Soprani and an Austrian pilgrim returning from a visit to the shrine of Loreto. The stranger brought with him a strange box that emitted sounds, the music box. From that moment, the ingenious Paolo built his fortune on it, and Castelfidardo became one of the most important centers of industrial production of musical instruments and where many music festivals took place.